Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has said that the UK government must tackle the new and dangerous form of terrorism threat that the country faces. He made those comments during an address at Number 10 just this morning, following a guilty plea yesterday in the case of Axel Rudakubana for the murder of three young girls at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class in Southport last summer. Let's hear a little bit more of what Keir Starmer said this morning.
I will not let any institution of the state deflect from their failure. Failure which, in this case, frankly, leaps off the page. For example, the perpetrator was referred to the Prevent programme on three separate occasions. In 2019, once. And in 2021, twice. Yet on each of these occasions, a judgment was made that he did not meet the threshold for intervention. A judgment that was clearly wrong. It may well be that people like this are harder to spot, but we can't shrug our shoulders and accept that. We can't have a national security system that fails to tackle people who are a danger to our values, our security, our children. We have to be ready to face every threat. Time and again, we see this pattern. And people are right to be angry about it. I'm angry about it. Southport must be a line in the sand. But nothing will be off the table in this inquiry. Nothing. And most importantly, it will lead to change. So I want to be crystal clear. In front of the British people today, we will leave no stone unturned.
Well, I'm joined on the line by Whitehall editor with the Financial Times, Lucy Fisher. Lucy, good morning to you. I think people will be surprised at how stark that message is from Keir Starmer this morning about this new threat and our national security system, he says, that fails.
Well, I think that's right. Clearly, the state security apparatus did fail in this instance. It is heartbreaking to learn that the Southport attacker was referred to, you know, Britain's counter-extremism programmes on three occasions between 2019 and 2021, and yet was still able to go and murder three young girls and attempt to murder 10 others. In 2024. So there clearly are failings, and Starmer doesn't shy away from that. He makes clear he won't let cultural sensitivities or any defence of institutions getting in the way of getting to the bottom of that. But I think, you know, he also outlines how difficult this problem is, because it is not necessarily the case that the ideologies motivating people towards extreme violence like this are as clear-cut, or whether perpetrators like or people tempted towards extremism, like the Southport attacker, themselves have a clear grasp of the ideology. He talked about loners, misfits, young men alone in their bedrooms who have access to a stream of extreme online violence, and how that, you know, will be difficult to catch. I was also very struck that he mentioned a wider malaise in society. He talked about the growing sense that the rights and responsibilities that keep a nation together are falling apart in the UK. And he talked about children not going to school, young people dropping out of education or work. And these are probably prescriptions that are correct, but it's not easy to see how to remedy them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is very difficult to see how we protect children from what they're seeing freely online, and in some cases accessing a tidal wave of violence. Did he give any suggestions as to how these changes might happen?
Well, of course, in the UK, the Online Safety Act legislation that joined the statute book many months ago now, but only comes into effect later this year, I think a lot is riding on that in ministers' minds. That will put a lot more onus on the technology platforms themselves to moderate the content, including what they call legal but harmful content that is viewable by under-18s, including pornography. It's not just violence that there's has a huge degree of concern about. There will be fines introduced. There will even be jail sentences at the most extreme end for executives of technology companies that fail to act. But this legislation is very controversial, and there are a lot of people with expertise who are concerned about the practicality of how it's going to work. So I think the jury is still out there.
Lucy, on the politics of this, there was a lot of controversy around the government not releasing information about this attacker sooner, and that criticism is continuing this morning.
Well, it is indeed, with some, particularly on the right, accusing Starmer and people in power of a cover-up, and indeed covering up details that they claim stoked the violence that we saw when that spate of riots erupted across towns in the UK last summer. I mean, Keir Starmer was very clear today about his view that the only people that have responsibility for that violence were those, you know, activists and protesters themselves who took part in the riots and some of the mindless violence and vandalism that we saw. And he also, you know, stood up for the decision not to release details about the attacker for some weeks after the initial appalling atrocity in Southport. He said, you know, that could have led to the collapse of the trial altogether and this vile individual walking free. So he mounted a strong defence, but I don't think those criticisms on the right, led by reform and some in the Tory party, are going to go away anytime soon.
Lucy, thank you for being with us. Lucy Fisher there from the Financial Times. Next up, we're going to get more reaction from Wexford on those potential job losses.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.